This is WGRE 91.5 FM, Greencastle, Indiana.
Good evening and welcome to Music for Life, Music from DePauw. This week, as we mark the end of our second year of producing the show and celebrate our 50th episode just in time for the holidays, we welcome back to the studio our president, Brian Casey, to talk about some of the exciting developments here at the School of Music, including our 21st Century Musician Initiative. And as a special holiday treat for our audience, the rest of the episode is devoted to highlights from our just concluded third annual holiday gala, which features performances from most of our students and all of our major ensembles. There are lots of exciting things going on in the DePauw School of Music, and we're glad you could join us for Music for Life. Thank you for tuning into this, our final show of the semester, and our 50th episode. Our producer Matt and I were talking the other day, and we both marveled that we hit show number 50 right at the end of our second production year. Now, we couldn't have done that if we had tried. But this show is also special because, in addition to celebrating this milestone by looking back at the last 2 years, we're also celebrating the holiday season by bringing you highlights from the School of Music's third annual holiday gala. In this new tradition, we bring together just about all of our performers, and we put on a fun show for the entire Greencastle community. And there's usually not an empty seat, either on the stage or in the house. It's our biggest and most complicated production of the year, and it keeps us on our toes, but we love doing it. So happy holidays, everyone, and let's get this thing rolling. Enjoy the show, and we'll see you in February. So amazingly, this is our 50th episode of Music for Life, and for this auspicious occasion, we decided to bring in our most auspicious guest. We welcome back to the studio our president, Dr. Brian Casey. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Congratulations on 50 shows.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
You don't look all that tired.
I feel it.
There you go.
And now you, of course, have your own radio show and TV show. And
I do have my own radio show on Sunday nights.
Yeah, you're right after us.
Thank you for the lead-in.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to build up an audience for you.
Thank you.
So last semester was a TV show for you.
I did. I had a reality cooking show. We're going to reveal the reality show for me next semester in a couple weeks. We have to. I'll let your listeners know first.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. And now this semester, you have your own radio show.
Yep.
And last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, it was all about your music.
It's all about my music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the music of my life in 3 chapters. So we've done 2 chapters. We have one more to go. So
all right, that's terrific. Well, this has been an exciting year for us. We've had a lot of great things happening with DePauw and with the School of Music. The big green gift announcement was just a few weeks ago.
Huge. When I look at gifts to schools of music or gifts to the arts, you know, a $15 million gift really is at a national, international level. Mm-hmm. I noticed Lincoln Center just got a $7.5 million gift, and they went crazy about it. And I said, $7.5 million? That's a breakfast for me. It's a culmination of a lot of conversations. Mm-hmm. And I look at a 3-year arc of what's been going on at School of Music, and just a lot of conversation about where music is and how it fits in with DePauw. And I thought that gift shows that there's very significant momentum.
Yeah, and it's really neat to see the synergy between the College of Liberal Arts and the School of Music going on. A lot of students coming into these concerts now from the College of Liberal Arts.
Having this building be a crossroads between liberal arts students, School of Music students, and community members, we made a number of pretty important changes.
And they're paying off. I mean, it's interesting to see it happening.
You know, I've been to the Green. Can we call them the Green Concerts?
Yeah.
They're packed. They're exciting.
What'd you think of Fernando Otero?
Interesting. The guy himself was so compelling, yeah, but it was hard to exactly get a line on what he was doing. I think there was a lot happening about tango and
right,
and what that meant socioeconomically. I wish he'd sort of talked about it more, but you know, I just felt like I wanted to go to a bar with a guy and just have a long conversation.
Oh, he's such a sweet guy. Absolutely. For one thing. And then his music was so out there. I mean, such an incredible set of chops on all of those folks. They were an incredibly talented group that they brought along.
That's my perspective about that. If you put the Green Concerts this year, they've just such a wide range of performance styles. But the one consistent thing is these guys are good musicians.
They sure are.
They just know how to play. I mean, the Turtle
Island and Nellie MacKay, was that crazy?
Well, but it's really interesting. They came out, and it was the first 15 minutes, it felt like a very traditional string quartet, and these guys were good. And then it went off from there.
Yeah, Nellie, could you figure her out?
No, I was a little obsessed with her, her performance style. So anyway, so the Green Concert Series, the Green Gift, things seem good.
And the launch of 21CM, I think that's something you and I have been working on for quite some time, and now it's finally coming out of the box.
It is, and it's a lot of work to rethink a curriculum, rethink a mindset, but I think it's so liberal arts. It's mm-hmm. so... let's break down some boundaries. Let's understand that thought and ideas and creativity move across boundaries right. and create their own energy. So that's how I view it. I view mm-hmm. it as very liberal artsy. I don't mm-hmm. know if that's how you frame it.
Yeah, well, it's all those things. You know, the fact is it really is breaking down boundaries. That's what it does. It is embracing a wider view of what music is in America and what it will be.
We had a great set of performances and conversations about the Crucible. Mm-hmm. that kind of moved across the campus, both in the classroom, outside the classroom, performances, not performances. Those particular moments when music becomes a vehicle to have different types of conversations in the traditional non-music departments, right. if there's anything I sort of personally hope for, besides having really great concerts, having more of those provocative moments intellectually, that's what I, on a personal level, that's right. what I'm looking forward to.
That really animated the whole campus, and it centered around a lot of arts things, and that was a fantastic one. We've got a few more of those up our sleeves right around the corner,
right.
and 21CM makes those things happen. And of course, this weekend, by the time folks hear this show, it will be over, but this weekend is our big holiday gala, our last big event of the semester.
But it's also symbolic for me, because that first holiday concert, when the place was packed, and it was packed with people from Greencastle mm-hmm. and the local region. Mm-hmm. There's the mayor. Right. There's the entire city council. Right. There's the person who I'm trying to get a parking study through city council with. I'm like, thank God she's here. My dentist and eye doctor were
yeah,
here.
Right.
And then you saw all these students. So for me, that was this moment of, wow, Kresge's packed. Everyone's in a great space emotionally as well as physically. And it just... it connected people in a really just lovely way.
And, you know, it's becoming more and more of a tradition, I think, over time. And I love this feeling that we all get together to kick off the holiday season as DePauw and Greencastle and the community all together, just taking a little heat off of the right. week and having some good time together over some great music.
Well, one thing that it both masks and perhaps highlights is, you know, music in our culture right now, we have to fight for it. Mm-hmm. I think DePauw is in a good place. But I think, as you call it, art music and music education and the professional life of musicians is under very significant threat. So then you look at those moments, both traditional, a holiday concert, or not traditional, mm-hmm. the Otero concert. You know, mm-hmm. like, you got to fight it from all sides. Mm-hmm. You're the dean of school of music at DePauw, and I think you're in for a fight. Mm-hmm. This it's a fight.
You know, there's a real challenge ahead of us, but the future is bright. We just have to change how we think about it. You know, we got to stop bringing the same tool to the problem. You know, we got to bring in some new tools, and I think that's what 21CM does, and I think that's what that gift does with the Greens. I think that the concert series illuminates that, and I think that your leadership for DePauw is making it all come together, and I think we've got great things in store.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming to the chat about it.
Thank you for having me.
Hello and season's greetings, all. This is Music for Life producer Matthew Champagne with a recording that's so fresh, I wouldn't be surprised if there's still reverberation from it bouncing around Kresge's nooks and crannies. Yes, I'm talking about our third annual holiday gala, as the dean mentioned a few minutes ago. Let's go into Kresge Auditorium and hear what DePauw's students and faculty have prepared for us this year.
Hello, this is Orsina Smith, the conductor of the DePauw University Orchestra. We perform now the Commonwealth Christmas Overture by Sir Malcolm Arnold, written in 1957. Thank you. The DePaul University Orchestra will now play four short movements from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet: The March, The Chinese Dance, The Dance of the Reed Flutes, and The Russian Trepak.
Thank you.
DePaul Cello Ensemble, under the direction of Eric Edberg, performs Tom Flaherty's Christmas Quodlibet.
Thank you. This is Greg Risto, Director of Choral Activities at DePaul. The University Chorus, with Owen Hartnett on piano, will now sing the traditional Hebrew song for Hanukkah, Maoz Tzur.
I'm Bonnie Whiting, director of the DePaul Percussion Ensemble, and we're going to play Good King Wenceslas, traditional, arranged by Alan Oddie.
The DePauw Jazz Combo performs God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
This is Greg Risto, back again, this time with the DePauw Chamber Singers. We will now sing Eric Whitaker's Lux Aurumque with Alyssa Wilson as our soprano soloist. And now the DePauw Chamber Singers will perform Straight No Chaser's arrangement of The 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas,
third day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me five golden rings,
four calling
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
This is Craig Parry, conductor of the DePauw University Band and Wind Ensemble. Here's Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson.
Thank you.
The University Band will play Russian Christmas music by Alfred Reed, arranged by John McIntyre, to include the DePaul University Choir, harp, and organ.
It's music for life.